Random House Audio presents The Last Dickens by Matthew Pearl. Read for you by Paul Michael. First Installment. Chapter 1. Bengal, India, June 1870. Neither of the young mounted policemen fancied these subdivisions of the Bagarot province. Neither of them fancied jungles where all manner of things could happen unprovoked, unseen, as they had a few years before when a poor lieutenant was stripped, clubbed, and drowned in the river for trying to collect licensing taxes. The officers clamped the heels of their boots tighter into their horses' flanks. Not to say they were scared, only careful. "You must be careful always," said Turner to Mason as they ducked the low branches and vines. "Be assured, the natives in India do not value life, not even as the poorest Englishman does." The younger of the two policemen, Mason, nodded thoughtfully at the words of his impressive partner, who was nearly 25 years old, who had two brothers also come from England to be in Indian civil service, and who had fought the Indian Rebellion a few years before. He was an expert, if ever one was.
"Perhaps we should have come with more men, sir."
"Well, that's pretty."
"More men, Mason? We shan't need any more than our two heads between us to take in a few ragged dacoits. Remember, a high-mettled horse stands not for hedge nor ditch."
When Mason had arrived in Bengal from Liverpool for his new post, he accepted Turner's offer to chum, pooling incomes and living expenses, and passing their free time in billiards or croquet. Mason, at 18, was thankful for counsel from such an experienced man in the ranks of the Bengal police. Turner could list places a policeman ought never to ride alone.